Now,
the rest of the story. Every week at the same time, Dr. Bancroft took the same stroll past the same tree near the Tuileries' royal palace, and then he returned home every week at the same time. And yet the citizens of Paris, who had come to expect his weekly appearance, remained unsuspicious. No one ever saw him remove the small bottle from his great coat and deposit that bottle in a knothole in that tree, but he did, each week without fail. Inside the bottle, messages, curiously insignificant messages, but handwritten between the meaningless lines, in the white spaces in invisible ink, were the real messages, the ones intended for fellow secret agents to receive, which they did. Every week, at the same time. For Dr. Edward Bancroft was a spy for the British. From the summer of 1776 through the American Revolutionary War, and his success as such is the rest of the story. Dr. Bancroft's espionage reports were remarkably detailed, so much so that superiors in the British Secret Service sometimes suspected him of fabricating data. Bancroft was sent to Paris at the outbreak of the war. From there, he garnered critical information about the Americans and their French allies. There were American diplomatic negotiations with France and Spain. Dr. Bancroft described them in every aspect. Supposedly secret communications from the American embassy to Congress were intercepted and copied and forwarded to headquarters in London. The colonists needed to obtain credit on a huge scale. Dr. Bancroft reported on their various means to that end. Weapons, supply shipments, ship departures, names of captains, privateers, and prizes, all carefully chronicled by the astonishing Dr. Bancroft. When the Americans became wary, after so much obvious leaking of valuable information, they devised an ingenious code, a code based on the substitution of numerical equivalents for predetermined letters from a key word or phrase. It was a very complex code, confusing even the Americans who were supposed to know it. Dr. Bancroft did not even need to know it. That's how close he was to the source of everything. So successful was this spy at what he did that not only did he remain undetected for the entire duration of the war, but it was not until more than 100 years had passed, and then only with the discovery of previously unknown documents, that the world learned that Dr. Bancroft was in fact spying for the British. Dr. Bancroft was spying for the British against us. Upon his death in London in 1821, the now United States of Americans remembered him only as a beloved and trusted friend. And that was a logical conclusion. For you see, the reason he succeeded so brilliantly in espionage was that while he was on the payroll of the British Secret Service, he was also employed by the American Diplomatic Corps. That's right, a double agent, spying on us. Dr. Edward Bancroft, originally of Massachusetts, who wasn't found out for 100 years, was the personal secretary and the very best friend of Ambassador Benjamin Franklin. And now you know the rest of the story.